and I'll start off by asking you all to make sure that your mobile telephones are switched off, please. And I'll start then by introducing myself and the client peers. On my left is Councillor Julie Reid. And then we'll go round the table and ask people to introduce themselves, please. And I'll start with Jane, please.
Hello, my name's Jane P. I'm here from Democratic and Corporate Services.
Who's going to speak?
Yeah, so it'll be Mohammed Shaquille, down to the back. Called him Shaq. So Shaq's the director of the Tiger Bite business and franchise as a whole. My name's Phil, I'm the operations manager for Tiger Bite. We've got James, who works in our operations team, just on the left. And we've got Karula, better known as Kay, if that's easier, who is the director of Tiger Bite, the ST16 location. So.
Right. And you are?
My name's Phil, so I work as the operations manager for the Tiger Bite franchise.
You're Phil
Adams.
Yeah. Can we just confirm everyone's full name, just for the purposes of the minutes? Is that?
Yeah, that's right.
So, Phil Adams.
Yeah.
I know we've got Mr. Khan, we've got his name
yep.
down on here. And then Mr. Shaquille.
Yeah, it's Mohammed Shaquille.
Mohammed
Shaquille.
S-H-A-K-I
for India and for the UN.
Oh, great. Oh, good guess, that's what I was going to say. and then there was one more, wasn't there?
Yeah, James Lancet.
James
Lancet. L-A-N-C-E-T.
Thanks. Because we don't obviously know, we'll be doing the minutes and so
And Julie Wallace, I'm the licensing manager.
I'm Nicole Clifford Jones, I'm the environment staff.
This is Taylor Graham from the Legal Services.
My name's Simon Turner, I'm the Legal Services Manager. Gentlemen at the back, were you registered to speak or just here to observe?
Well, I mean, I'm one of the people who've actually objected and pulled back, but I do anticipate.
It's not really if I want to, it's, I guess it's if you want to, but
well, I think
you're entitled to.
Everything that I've put in the actual objection is clear as day.
Of course, you're entitled to ask questions of the other parties as well, so you might want to.
I'll do that.
Yeah, I'd just also say that we might want to ask questions of you based on your objection.
Can we just do you have a copy of the can I use Mr. Blakeman a copy of the agenda?
Yes, sorry.
We'll just make sure we know.
Do you just want the one or
just two if you don't
mind? Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It looks like Mr. Blakeman's objection is the one on page 23 of the agenda then.
Tiger Bite, Mill Street, Stafford, ST16, 2AJ. On the 23rd of May 23, the council received an application for a premises licence for Tiger Lions ST16 Limited, address the same as above. The application is for a late night refreshment licence to operate from 2300 hours to 0300 hours, 7 days a week. The premises licence holder at the premises is Mr. Karula Khan. There have been representations from two of the responsible authorities, namely the Council's Environmental Health and Planning and Development Services, during the consultation period of this application, which ended on the 21st of June 23. The representations relate to the licensing objective and the prevention of public nuisance. Staffordshire Police licensing units have agreed in principle a range of conditions with the premises. There have also been several objections from residents and businesses within Mill Street relating to the licensing objective and the prevention of public nuisance. The documents relating to the application, including the application for the premises licence and the representations, are attached as an appendix. The recommendation is that the licensing subcommittee considers the application for the premises licence and considers whether to grant the licence as applied for.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all very clear to us. And I'm now going to ask any person who submitted a relevant representation, I'm going to ask you to present the details of your representation, please.
You want to start with the court, with the judge?
Yep. The court.
So, Tiger Bite is a restaurant takeaway on Mill Street in Stafford, with a seating area in the front portion of the premises. It's located within the Stafford Town Centre Conservation Area on a narrow one-way street. There is currently a mixture of commercial and residential uses on the street. There are residential properties at 5 Mill Street, which adjoins the premises building, 4 Mill Street, 36 Mill Street, and 38 Mill Street. 36 and 38 are across the road from the premises. Environmental Health has concerns about noise from the operation of the premises in the late hours, including noise from increased vehicle movements, such as engine noise, doors slamming, and music from vehicles, as well as noise from increased footfall and associated antisocial behaviour, such as shouting and swearing, which is more common later at night. The current opening hours are Monday to Saturday until 11 p.m. due to a planning restriction imposed when the premises was granted change of use in 2016. The hours restriction was implemented by planning due to concerns raised by Environmental Health and other parties about public nuisance to residents. Public nuisance is a broad concept which concerns how the activity of one person or business affects the rights of another. For example, the noise associated with licensed activities can interfere with another person's right to sleep. The degree to which activities are likely to cause public nuisance will depend on a number of factors, including the time of day or night when activities take place. In this case, the proposed activity would take place in the early hours of the morning until 3 a.m. It also depends on how frequently the activities take place, and the proposed activity would take place every day of the week. Also depends on how near they are to other people and premises that may be affected. The premises is adjoined by one residential property with a further three residential properties within 15 to 20 metres. We also consider the design, structure and layout of the premises. The premises is a small restaurant takeaway with one entranceway onto Mill Street and no outdoor space. The premises is located on a narrow one-way street within the town conservation area. It continues to be the opinion of Environmental Health that the extension of the opening hours to 3 a.m. every day is not appropriate, as it is likely to cause public nuisance to the local residents. The restriction to 11 p.m. as set out in the planning consent is appropriate given the location of the premises. Environmental Health asks that the committee refuse the application on these grounds. However, should the committee decide to grant the licence for late night trading, Environmental Health have prepared some conditions that we would ask are attached to any license granted to ensure some protection is in place to prevent public nuisance. And I have some copies of those conditions here if you would like to see them.
Do you want the servers now? Has the applicant seen them?
Not as yet, no.
Do you want to show the applicant first and then?
Yes.
How many copies do you have?
I've got 10 copies.
Oh, great. Should we pass them around?
I'll come back around.
just take a few minutes to actually look at these conditions, please.
So just a question to clarify, what does it mean that there are planning restrictions currently on the premises that say operation ceases at 11 p.m? So there are two separate enforcement regimes in law, so it's perfectly possible that this committee could decide to grant the premises licence today, maybe with some conditions or maybe as set out, but as it stands, the continued existence of the planning restrictions, if you like, the finishing hour at 11 p.m. would mean that that would have to be resolved before the premises could open after 11 p.m. because they're two enforcement regimes that run along sort of parallel, but they don't sort of interconnect to that extent. So is that what you mean? Is that answering what you're asking?
I think so. Rather confusing, but
I mean, planning law obviously goes back a long way. The Licensing Act is much more recent, 2003. So when the government enacted the Licensing Act, it deliberately decided to keep planning law pretty much separate from licensing law.
Can I make an observation on that?
Well, just hold on a minute, please, if you'd like the solicitor finish, please.
So yes, that's the position. So whenever someone wants to do something new with premises, they need to make sure, number one, they've got their planning permission sorted out, and then if it's a licensable activity that's covered by the Licensing Act 2003, they need a separate permission under the Act, which is obviously why we're here.
So in actual fact, does that then mean that the licensing permission would supersede the planning permission?
No, it doesn't mean that at all. quite often a business will apply for a premises licence and they might know full well that they don't actually have the planning permission in place at the time, but you've got to decide to do one before the other. You can't fully implement your business plan until you've got cover under both regimes.
They would then have to apply for a variation of the planning permission.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And until that happened, they wouldn't be able to implement the licensing.
Well, yes. And I think the applicant understands that.
Yeah.
Yes. So yes, unless I can assist further, that's the position really.
I think there was an issue with some debate over whether the planning and the licensing applications could run together. I think I spoke to Nicole and Julian the best that we finished one before we started the next. So we understood that where a decision is done today, we would then still need to go back to the planning side of things.
That's right.
It was one where we had to do one before the other. And
so you're doing it this way around your comments?
We didn't think there was necessarily an advantage of one over the other, so we thought let's do one, see what happens, go to the next one.
There is the understanding that you would have to go back to.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mr. Blakeley. I mean, my observation of that is that I remember when it was first applied for the planning permission change of use, that the residents all objected to it, and the whole basis of it was that it was not to be worried about because there wouldn't be any opening hours after 11 o'clock. To me, this kind of feels like, and so does a lot of other residents, that it's almost a backdoor entry into the planning department. If you then get agreement here, then they'll go to the planning board and say, look, you've got agreement to the council here, so that's it. And we just feel a bit let down by that, because
I think you're now bringing in what you would want to see. You know, we need to follow the procedure that is actually set down for us. And what we do there is that we have this, what about the licensing officer has said, and we do have the guidance from the legal services manager that we do have to follow through this procedure, and then if we come to a decision that is not compliant with planning, then the business owners have to go back to planning to ask for a change to it. So we can all have their observations, but you know, if you have observations you want to make to evaluate the health, then by all means do.
I mean, my observation basically is nothing's changed since the time that we had the planning application, and therefore basically if you have
Well, it hasn't yet, Mr. Blayton, but we're here today to decide will it change?
Yeah.
Okay. So if anyone, if you have any questions that you would like to ask of our environmental health officer, then please do. Do either of you?
No, I mean, I think I've generally been liaising with Nicole via email and phone calls. So I think originally what we'd, and I don't think this is down the line procedure, originally when we submitted this, it was very much that it was intentionally reopened until 3 a.m. through the front door. After discussions with Nicole and with the police, we were given a series of, not necessarily options as such.
Yeah, but you're questioning what the licence and what the environment
is. No, whenever we've had a conversation, anything that's come back has made sense. We've got no additional questions on what's been raised so far. But part of the dialogue that we've had already has kind of answered what we need to know.
Right.
And then the policy.
So you have no questions that you want clarification on?
Sorry, I just have one question to Nicole, is it, yeah?
Yes.
Hi, Nicole. So basically, a lot of the conditions that you are asking for, that's if they, so basically what you're saying is if the late night license was accepted from 11 to 3, these are the conditions that you're asking for. If that was the case, my question would be to yourself is this in regards to the front door access? So if, for example, your concerns at the moment are like if the license was given between 11 to 3, the front door would cause so many issues, and this is what you would like to put.
Yes, there are conditions on here to prevent the issues with people coming in and out through the front door and deliveries on Mill Street, essentially. So that's things like no customers permitted after 10:45.
Right.
Because it's our opinion that 11 p.m. would be the appropriate time for that activity to start.
No problem. Is he best? I'm not sure where about down the line. Is he best if we can mention a few things of what we're thinking of that might change the environmental health idea, because the thing is, I think we sent an email last night, it was a bit late, but we're thinking of, we don't want anyone coming in after 11 o'clock, and what we're thinking is, we would like to for you guys to consider, judging what Mr. Blakeman has said, that a lot of the residents in that area are complaining about the noise, and we understand Mill Street is a prestigious street in Stafford. We're willing to compromise and for you guys to consider whether we're allowed to do delivery only after 11 o'clock via the back door entrance, which we've got a shared car park in, is it NCP car park, is our own car park. Would that affect these changes or not?
So then it goes out. So you're
talking about deliveries being made at the back door as opposed to the front door?
Because to be honest, we run a delivery business. This stop, we've got a number of shops. It's all been delivery business, and it's all been till 3 o'clock. This is the first time that we've had issues where we've been in a high street where there's a lot of residents. Majority of the time, we haven't got that. We've got like some on a town centre. There's not many, you know, shop there, houses and like that. So we don't really want drunk people coming into the shop, because you're gonna have to, after speaking to the police, you might have to have security guards, and there's litter, there's noise. There are other establishments on that street, which Mr. Blakeman should know, that they open till 2 o'clock in the morning on Friday, Saturday, in the same street, just a few doors down.
Excuse me, don't interrupt, please. Are you actually saying that you would feel that there would be no people coming into your shop by the front door, and all requests for orders would be done via telephone?
By delivery, yes, yeah. I mean, because we
so
are the opinion.
Telephone orders, or email orders, but there would be no one walking into the shop asking to take something out by the front door. and anyone who put in a telephone order or an email order, they would collect that at your back door. Is that what you're saying?
So after 11 o'clock, we're willing to shut the front door, lock it. We put the key in, so in case there's a fire exit, well, there's a fire exit at the back as well. We're willing to turn off the dining area, switch the front shop sign, so there's no noise, no looking. So our kitchen's in the middle of the shop, not the front, so it doesn't disturb any of the tea. And all our drivers will go at the back where we've got our own dedicated car park. So the deliveries will be at the back where Millbank, I think it is, that street's got a more higher noise level because it's got a lot of pubs and clubs and stuff like that. So we're willing to do that. That isn't an issue at all. The environmental health.
So where is the access to your back door?
So we've got, it's on Millbank. Is it Millbank?
Yes, you know when there's Nishad's Indian takeaway?
Yes,
between
the doctor's surgery
and the Nishad's restaurant, there's a small car park. If you go through that car park, you get to the rear door of Taipei premises.
Right.
Yep.
So initially, when we had submitted, it would obviously say at 3 a.m. after conversation with environmental health and the police, we kind of said pretty quickly, having people in after 11 p.m. just it's not worth the hassle. We know obviously the treehouse. What we don't want is drunken people coming out and causing more trouble, more unsafe behavioural noise. We can change our operations. Logistically difficult, but we can do it. So we can reduce our noise levels right down. We don't have people outside. We literally have the workers, drivers coming through the back. And because we use our own drivers, we don't use Uber Eats and Deliveroo in the evening, so it's very easy for us to say to our drivers, this is your rule that you stick by, it forms part of your contract. If you come in with your radio blaring, you don't work for us. There's a code of conduct that goes with it that they have to abide by a set of rules that we impose on them. Those rules are sometimes our generic rules, but sometimes impacted by local neighbourhoods that say we want a reduction of noise or we want this or that or the other. So initially when we put the planning in, it was 3 a.m. After some conversations very quickly, we kind of changed around what we thought was then best for us and for local residents. We don't want to come in and upset local residents with noise, that certainly isn't what we're doing. So we can change our business model in that respect, that after 11 p.m. or 10:45, so people are out of the shop. We can change a lot of our business model. The paper I've just passed around during the past 2 weeks was an email I sent last night with markers that we can do. So for example, at the front of the shop, we can turn our external frontage lighting off at 10:45, 11 p.m. We've had the first 25% of the shop, which would be the eating area. Those lights run on a separate circuit. We can turn them off at 10:45, so visually for the residents, there's very little lighting back coming out. So it's not only the noise, but also the visual aspect. Silent doorbell on the back that doesn't make noise outside, but goes through to our team. Aircon units are low at the front, we turn them off. We can reduce our operations noise level massively to not cause a level of disturbance to local residents.
So, Chair, obviously these are some sort of very helpful changes, but yeah, they are quite a lot different than what was set out in the report. I mean, you do have the right to question each other as parties, but what I think we really need to get to is a list of agreed measures, if you like. So, obviously, just thinking about it, Joe, it might be useful if perhaps Nicole, as a representative from Environmental Health, and the Tiger Bike representatives, just perhaps went through these two documents. If there was a provision that wasn't needed, or you know, one party didn't agree, perhaps you could delete it, and then if we could represent it with the list of what's agreed. I mean, I don't know if the Tiger Bike list, if that completely replaces the list from Environmental Health, or if you need to make some sort of combination of both.
What we'd originally put after the discussions is, I think the vast majority of our list that was on here would have made with recommendations from the call. So it will match up relatively well. There might be a lot of things in there that aren't quite important, I think, in terms of noise and things. things like that, I think a lot of it will match up from recommendations.
I think that might be the best thing, because it was going to take rather a long time through question and answer to get to the list of the agreed conditions, which is probably what you want to
be
informed.
Two new documents here.
Can I ask a question for the information? What type of sound insulation does the building have, or do you plan to have?
So the building itself is still the same as the building it was. We've got on our ducting system, we've got fan silencers, so they keep the noise below any recommended level. We don't have, Big Buy previously had the big refrigeration unit blocks at the back. We don't have those, so they're gone. So the actual running noise is significantly lower than a standard takeaway would be.
The insulation in that building, what standard is it?
Is it domestic
standard or to higher standard?
It is a commercial building, though. A lot of that was already done before us. What I want to mention to you is that we don't have any flats above us. I think there's a dance school and there's a few others, and whatever the work that was done already was, I'm assuming, was would have been in line with the plan.
Thank you.
I think what we really, I just feel that we're not really going to get anything if we're all going to be asking different questions and we could use.
I think it might be useful to get to an agreed list of petitions that both parties could live with and involve Mr. Blakemore as well.
Paul, I'll come to you to make a comment, please.
I actually like what you said, basically. I mean, if it's all coming out the back door, then for me it doesn't have any effect at all. When it comes to the original Big Bite, I never noticed any. I mean, I don't stay there very often, but I never noticed any noise coming out of the front of it. So if it's all coming out the back door, what I would ask, actually, though, is if you're going to be negotiating with Nicole, that the residents are included in that, because, I mean, I'm only representing myself. I know there's one of the residents is actually sitting next door to you, so they might have a bigger idea as to what the noise might be, even if it's coming out the back door for them. But as far as I'm concerned, what you've proposed, from my perspective, would be fine. You're not, just keep on the front windows that you're open till 11, generally, and then just deliver out the back. That's perfect on me.
You could adjourn the matter and get the two parties or three parties just to have a chat for 20 minutes or so, see if you make progress.
And if
they were able to make progress, there's no reason why you couldn't still make your decision this afternoon. But if they're not able to make progress, you might have to come back next week or something.
I think what we'll do is we'll adjourn 20 minutes.
Is that relatively long enough? Does anyone happen to know if the water room is free?
It's free, yeah.
So that would be somewhere you could go quietly and I could help facilitate
To be honest, in terms of what Nicole mentioned, a lot of this has got to the front, so we're happy with that, because we're not going to be doing any deliveries after that.
Let's see if we can thrash out an agreed list. Actually, Julie, maybe it'd be best if you were sort of the referee,
Right, okay, if we adjourn until 3 o'clock,
is that all right?
That's fine.
Right,
thank you.